Broadcastingnetwork.org, and it's May 14th, 2017, the second live hour of a three-hour program. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And thank you for being with us. And we have a lot to cover today, but I want to make sure I get Jeff from Idaho. Jeff, thanks for calling in and staying on the line.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Hey, Hoover was a geologist that discovered $5 trillion in the Dead Sea Basin. That's the reason why we got these 100 years of problems. And, you know, they were involved directly in the 1929 takedown, and they're giving you the pre-offered fake vision because they know that their system is being brought down. But happy Mother's Day. And, hey, most of the patents and inventions are... or random discoveries. And I wanted to mention the bridge rectifier circuits from December 7th and May 11th, 2017. When you get a chance, you have about 2 weeks before the 50th anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Liberty becomes an issue with corruption on the Hill. The circuit deals with the Yaskawa L-series robot. The pulse width modulator frequencies with the belt-driven harmonics have 66 factors. The regenerative braking spark gaps operate at 40 hertz. The full-tone resonance frequencies from the reverse capture would make Robert O'Becker smile about the power line spike poisoning from his last 1980s research that got him blackballed after that. The 800 megahertz smart meter peer-to-peer networking is unhealthy. The Obama stimulus package to get the smart meters surveillance grid worldwide have to be removed for healthy issues. And this item is associated with the lithium chemtrailing from February 2015, associated with the Uranium-1 Oregon status theft, along with the trillions of monoatomics out west. All people involved in the 9/11 cover-up cannot be in the current government. Michael Rivera wants to help with the with Bev Harris on the blackboxvoting.org on for the 2018 election. Dr. Rivera should be considered to support Anna Plan on American common law issues. I'm going to have to stop working on my PhD thesis, as I mentioned to a visitor. I had to explain that after giving me the Jack LaLanne juice formula for Brad Christensen, that was my lock-in amplifier to come back and help you when I could. The chemtrail aluminum enhancement fires of the summer of 2012 brought on the death panel non-treatment TRICARE computer codes. And after saving my mom, I tried to transfer all those things to you, the hundreds of millions of dollars of intellectual property on air. I tried to explain to the person but, that my funds were kind of limited and that I'd have to figure out what I could do now. But the issues you need to look at are the motor resonance is based on Plato's Timaeus and the table of Nokomis. So those are harmonics, and if you look at them, you'll see the you'll see the 30 million sequences based on 1 to the first power, 2 to the second power, 3 to the third power, and 4 to the fourth power.
Yeah, that I had a chance to take a glance and make notes of the thing. I thought that the last two communications, they're all good, but
it's a simple model, but it just has random dumb luck for most things.
Excellent. I recognized from the old days of just superior mathematics you got there. Just
okay,
superior.
Here's the thing, though, is ultrasonic waves in the babies kill that resonance. So this is how they're brain damaging the babies, is ultrasonic waves are breaking up the acoustics.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't. This is a major issue. Besides, the two issues that all this work has brought up in the past month or so is that issue, and the issues that the vaccine system does not work because of the radioactivity, and it's a three-layer parasite system. You got the virus carried by the bacteria, carried by the parasite, and because of those triple factors and the radioactivity, you can never actually get one of them to work in all of the. It's about a trillion to one like link. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the major problem that you got to work with. So the biggest problem you got to get rid of is the radioactivity. Once you get rid of the radioactivity, that can attack the parasite directly and get rid of it carrying the host. But you can't have a parasite dragging down the human system. Is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, getting rid of the activity is going against the position that the governments have is to increase the radioactivity.
I understand. But the rubidium levels are going to be transmuted to change all the clocking in the body, and that's where the problem get into. And so all these things that I've been trying to give you just recently, are the trampoline effect of for the lymph system.
Yeah, well, the lymph system is everything.
Right.
In this matrix.
I'm just telling you that with the data from before, the iron, the iridium, and this stuff basically ties together a lot of those items. So, I need to figure out what I can do in the next couple months based on the telluric current measurement issues and all the stuff I basically have worked on for the past 5 or 6 years for you.
Excuse me. Yeah, there's going to be, I'm going to be sending you some material when have this pulled together, because what's happening is that we don't realize sometimes that we have answers from the brain to be able to give thought. It becomes almost a discovery.
Right.
And even though what I call the cosmic information is still there in the head in physics, I'm proposing that I want to get together with you on another thing. I believe that you and I should create a new mathematical language. And the reason I'm saying this is that a lot of the forces within what we're talking about, if you look at the digitization of the body in terms of its energy systems, you get into a position where you don't get into finite answers.
Right.
And you think that you are going to.
Right.
And it occurred to me while I was laying there a few hours ago in terms of thinking, because I wanted to make sure, I was hoping you would call. I wanted to tell you that, and I really mean that. What we need to do, the thing, I have a stamp that the government made of Albert Einstein. It was an Albert Einstein stamp. And Albert Einstein signed that stamp for me. It's a small stamp, too, by the way. It's a, which I never could understand why, you know, it was a small stamp. And I made a comment. What do I know? I'm a kid, you know, going through Princeton. And I'm heading for a class with Joseph Campbell, who was the highest spiritualist of interpretation of mythological systems at Yale. And Albert Einstein said, that's the stamp dimensions of the universe. And I looked at him, and he wasn't kidding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he showed me some stuff I don't think that is yet to be printed. I think Yale is going to be publishing it for Princeton, actually, even though they're competing universities. But the dimensions of that stamp is always all these years, as I've always thought of it. And last week, I said, you know, when you think about it, what he's saying, if you can put all the Smithsonian Institute's information in a drop of water, there's a DA code and a DNA code and a new RNA code of the D and the C DNA and the mRNA, and put that in, all the knowledge of the Smithsonian Institute in a drop of water. And I'm thinking of the size of that stamp. And so on air, I'm saying to you almost a trade secret, I think, Jeff, you're the perfect person. You know, work with you, we create a new mathematics of the universe.
I see. Hey, the CCD ship register on that stuff, if you look at those sequences, those last things I talked about, the resonance, those will get you the clocking for all the things from the inside track to the outside track.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. No, I agree with you.
So here's the thing is, I can look at a couple things and kind of pick some things out now, but, you know, I need some help probably for Eric and these other guys because, you know, they're kind of like, you know, they need to kind of get the funding to kind of get some of this stuff done. Yeah. I've just been a power amplifier for different people like you and these other things.
I'm keeping, I know, I just got to battle, my
chair got blown over, by this gigantic windstorm that came through, so there's some strange vortex over my house. So I sent you a picture of it. You're probably not going to be able to see it, but it was pretty wild when I was
the gods are speaking to you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, happy Mother's Day again, and good luck with that stuff. And I'll send you some more silver amplifier stuff. But
thank you.
Yeah, Anna's proposals I think need to be looked at pretty powerfully.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll
you've got 2 weeks,
it.
I think. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you,
okay.
Jeff. Happy Mother's Day.
Teach the children, teach them the very best you can. but just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. We're back on air. That's because we got a good producer. The figure that I wanted to get for the chemicals that are recently found in the blood of newborns is 287 contaminants. And we'll put it at 9 babies out of 10. Of course, include PFOA, which is a Teflon. Mercury, of course, it's common now. Cancerous fire retardants. And 180 of the contaminants in a newly born in the present birth cycle in the United States of America, 180 of them cause cancers in humans or any animal study. Any animal study. That includes lower gerbils, which have a certain genetic code similar to humans. And 217 of the 287 contaminants of a newborn are toxic to the brain and to the nervous system. 208, I have the list here, 208 of these chemicals cause birth defects, and they cause 95% of abnormal development in animal tests. You add the sterilants to the drinking water, which I've listed before. There are 16 chemical agents of which exacerbate the cancer chemicals in the baby's blood supply. Gasoline byproducts and pesticides, of course, are at a 72% level in all babies born in the United States. If you have an illegal mother in this country, not to lay it on the lady for bringing in 5 major diseases of which there is no cure. There are no vaccinations for measles, pertussis, of course. There are no vaccinations for chickenpox. Of course, that runs its course, but from illegal babies in this country, that has produced another gene set, which is called the GN6C1 gene from illegals in this country because there's no public health to monitor them. That will cause a lower brain tumors, and later in life, the percentage of that has not been completely figured, but it's expected that that's 3% brain tumors in future adults from illegal babies with that gene. And of course, the industrial chemicals are all in the womb. So the mother's receiving that. And that's being placed in that sequence. And that is something that you need to live with in terms of what we have been talking about. And which brings me to what I'm trying to talk about today. I'm jumping sides, but we'll... I've been talking for 7 years, out of the 10 years, about how unions and city councils are on the take for money and favors for biosludge operators to keep poisoning all the local soils with toxic sludge for food that are grown in the ground. I've been talking about that for 7 years, practically on every show. We'll see you in the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Perfect Pathway.
And it's my fault for trying to be motherhood today and defend the thing, but it had to be done, and I would do it again. I appreciate your tolerance for my dissertation on the breakdown of motherhood and the blessings of motherhood and how corrupt the country has become, and concerning motherhood, and of course the people that are on the take in city councils in this country from the United Nations and unions for poisonous biosludge in the irrigation system going on for 55 years. We have caller Mark from Florida. Thank you very much for holding, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, doctor. I had a question concerning the chlorine dioxide, and I was wondering if that would have an effect on the endometriosis.
Yes, it would, particularly endometriosis, because from that tampon period of time, because the endometrium, as you know, is the layer on the uterus, and it separates from the wall of the exoderm, which contains hormones, which are secreted similar to villi in the intestine of humans. Now, the problem is that endometrium has a separate genetic code. And the public doesn't particularly know that. When the days when I was doing work with, it was not considered legal in the United States, even though the government wanted to work with placenta. That was a time when placentas were considered part of the young blood. Like today, people that are older want to take young blood from younger people and use it as a blood bank system so that they can get younger. Well, in those days, the placenta was considered with those antibodies. But our discoveries were that that the placenta was actually carrying all the genetic code for a whole new life separate from the fetus developing in the uterus if it could. So the endometrium is the key blood vessel system for that second life, which does not occur. This is why when twins or triplets are born, they carry the endometrium for only one baby. They don't carry it for the rest of them. And I guess nature did that to make sure that somebody would always survive in case the other fetuses died. So in a way to do that, you cannot have contaminants which are part of the chlorine system, which are in our drinking water, with the addition of ammonia particularly, you just don't change the endometrium. You change the chemistry for those other lives, which is the reason the endometrium swells and bleeds and is extraordinarily painful for a female. Extraordinary. That's why they do a DNC.
That could also, that may also contribute to a miscarriage.
Absolutely. And absolutely. And it, not all cases. Not all cases of miscarriage from that. But that's why it's called a coning, the DNC, to scrape out that uterus as fast as possible to get that endometrium out of there. Because what happens is that the genetic code from that blood system, which we've learned over the years that that second body is in there, and it has to be out of there because the uterine muscle contraction changes, and it continues. This is the interesting part. Mother Nature has figured out that you're not going to fool her, because there'll always be that genetic code for that endometrium in that uterus. And the information that we did with the placenta over the years and made those discoveries with the placenta was that all those codes for the change of all the different lives which that female can have are in that code, which is something, and that's in the placenta. So the endometrium, if it doesn't get taken out, it decides to dominate, and therein lies a miscarriage and cancer. So, potentially.
I hear the music. Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. You call again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Thank you for being with us. The EPA has fired Dr. David Lewis, a microbiologist who was connected with the other Mark Edwards, who was working for the EPA, who exposed the abortion rate from contaminated water in Washington, D.C., which is yet to be corrected. Dr. Edwards is, he was ahead of me 10 years ago on that. I was taking on the water in terms of immunological transfers and organ transplants, and because the transplants were taking, and it turned out, to make a long story short, all of the hundreds of disinfectant byproducts and trimethylamines from the drinking water and the sterilants that created from that to decrease the population, which was a real theme of Dr. John Holden, for depopulating the country, and also depopulating China, and also depopulating Germany, and also depopulating France. Now that program, I've been on air for 9 years, and it's if I haven't even been on. Because what happens now? Uganda, Rhodesia, China in Africa, where they buy the country to grow food, one-third of Australia, part of Indonesia, all of Thailand, Myanmar, used to be Burma, all streams in the drinking water, one-third of the Japanese population, one-third of it. North Korea, their weapon, they talk about the radioactivity of the nuclear missiles that they're going into, even with the model parades that they have. No, that's true. But what it is to do three things. One, contaminate the water, change the grid of the electromagnetic field, and in truth, work with other nations on the invasion of North America through Alaska. Those Russian planes have four different satellites on them you're not supposed to know about. One monitors the water for the radioactivity, for the contamination to be put forth for specific genes in humans. Two, to be able to run on the mapping of the world based upon the control system of the weather pattern, which they tell people is climate change. No, it's a weather pattern that is there without climate change. It's called weather, and weather is the weapon. And that's what Hillary Clinton, I'll give her credit. She knew in 2012 the Third World War was of water, and water is a weapon, and that is the truth of it. I will give her credit for that. Now, if you take the corruption, which is in the United States, with the unions, taking money from pension plans to support other things under the guise of having bonds for water, which Obama used as a shell game. And that's the truth. He used it as a real-world accounting shell game. And this is a biosludge in terms of the fact which it is put on food. It's put on grasses, home gardens, and the idea of having the phenomenon as the substance of chemical processes, and saying, well, the reason that we're supporting that is because it's a scientific breakthrough, which is why we're letting these types of systems develop and put into the soil, which grows the food. Today, most people who are growing spinach and broccoli and artichokes, with a lot of those moved to South America and taken out of the country. We were this country was one of the highest. There are three foods that are eaten more than any other food on the planet. The top food that's eaten on the planet is strawberries. I still have my patent has expired on the frost-free strawberry, which fed over a third of the world. I've gotten all kinds of prizes for that I didn't want to just part of that team and to the whole process. The second most eaten food on this planet are artichokes. The third most, very close, are our flowers, which I wanted to get into today, and the source of the world contamination and the process of the new metabolism, which is going to be fostered onto the global population. And it is used as a tag, by the way, as an addition to the illegal immigrants, nearly 500 million. We already have 380-some million people here. We have the Mexicanos say, well, it's 11 million. We got immigrants, and they take care of your bed sheets, which is true. They're all nice working people and do their dance, but they're not legal. So they change the laws as if they can create thinking that nature doesn't care if you're legal, illegal, or wherever you are. You're a body. You're a genetic system. And that's what the name of the law game is, to change the genetic system. So if you have in soil and air and water and in plants and animals and in aquatic life, you have a process of including death. The key ones are the process of the fluorides, the DDTs, the PCBs, the Agent Orange, the thalidomide, which is the glyphosate mix. You have the mercury alkalines. You have the HPV vaccines in the water. You have the nicotine, you have the neocrinoids, you have the bio-sludge. So in other words, the parts of the part of the water which is going into the process of the bio-sludge contains a mutagenic neurotoxic chemical, which, you know, will be passed into the concentrations of parts per million, and that can be found in the air and water itself at both times. So the antibiotics of Cipro and the antidepressant Prozac and the flame retardants are all in the bio-sludge over the plants, particularly the one that I'm very concerned about is the 2-ethylhexaclathate and the benzyl pyrene. Now, the whole process of the development of the chemicals in the sewer sludge can lead to death for humans as it stands now. You have a lot of sea life which is not being put forth, you know, and is not reproducing properly. So you have various forms of the biochemistry, of sludge, which is very much as equal to the expose that I'm giving and have given for water, and in the terms of that, as it changes beyond mutations. In other words, there are other things going on here, and I have already exposed. I started the expose on the 1-2-3 trichloropropane, which is manufactured by Shell Company and Dow Chemical Company. And it, if it is inhaled like chloramine, in other words, you take a shower, you're actually taking, you're taking this into your skin. Now, I have no axe to grind as, about New Mexico or the state of Washington or even California. But there was a little story which during the few moments that I had, you had the vice president on a horseback ride on an Indian reservation in Montana. And on my confidential briefing with Uncle Sam, I knew what the hell they were doing. You know, what's going on is placing a new ways to change the leasing program that the socialist President Obama was putting forth and taking over federal land. And of course, they always tell you they're protecting it. No, they want to drill it. Now, the Attorney Generals of New Mexico and New York and Washington wanting to bring back the federal coal lease program, which is why the vice president was on an Indian reservation in Montana. Of course, they have an election going on in Montana to try to replace one of the Republican appointees for the cabinet and replace that candidate with another Republican, but in Montana. But they're doing, without any environmental review, and using climate change as the coal taken from the public lands it won't affect the climate change. Yet at the same time, how the other end of their mouth is saying, well, climate change is a result of carbon emissions based upon really data, which is really false in every sense of the word. But how do you replenish the land? See, this is what they've been doing for years. And I should have done this earlier. I should have done this 5 years ago. where the expose would be on putting biosludge within the drilling landfill. So they want to start drilling for oil in New Mexico. And the idea, the determination of paying New Mexico citizens for the oil and the land, doing it under a climate change bill that they want to put in. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Baldrez is the Director of Consumer and Environmental Protection, and of course they want the money. They're already doing diamond dust spraying in New Mexico and in the state of Washington, part of California. So what you have here is a real-world new body chemistry. So in other words, if you add the biosludge, which is what they want to do, you're adding the prions, which are from the formation of the brain. And now prions are in the biosludge, in the viruses and the bacteria in the body. And the prions are unstoppable. In other words, if you have them in a sterile confine in an operating room, you can't stop their growth. And they're in the biosludge and in the water. If you change and take the natural gas and use 1.2 million gallons of water for every frac in New Mexico, and then add the coal mining on the Indian reservations, which they want to have in competition with New Mexico and Montana in the summer program, you can't stop that in a waste treatment plant. Because those prions are going to go in the body fluids and the tissue, and they go in the saliva, and think, no. If you have incubations that are released from the biosolid, from a prion, you're going to put that in, it will remain infectious for approximately 300 years, based on present estimation in mathematics, and that's real science. So you take the increase of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's based upon the four additions of the biosolids, which has been going on for over 55 years and maybe longer, then add 1,2,3 trichloropropane, which they have in terms of this. And this is quite real. This is not a speculation. This is facing you as we speak. And this should have been exposed a long time ago. There have been people in the government who have been fired. They're telling you what I'm telling you now. They don't tell you about the contaminations of the groundwater. I have had unions who have given me large sums of money not to talk about this for, what is it, 6 years? But I've decided, when that veteran told me, in terms of the way he looked at me, in terms of thinking, in fact, he told me something else, so the only reason the VA took him was the fact that, and treat him, for Agent Orange, since he was adding the barrels. I knew about the barrels. In fact, I brought it up in the conversation. I says, well, you were in the site of the barrels. He says, yeah. He says, yes, it was there. And turned out that's absolutely right. He says, but the reason the VA took me in is because they found out that I had diabetes. And they wouldn't take me in. They really treated me for that as one of the symptoms of the Agent Orange in terms of the cervical vertebrae 5 and 7. And, of course, mine's cervical 2 and 3. So the thing comes down to the fact that where you have, in terms of the development of the potential crossing from animals to humans here, with a spread of the various forms of viruses, like in the deer and the elk and the reindeer, exposed to these wastes in those biosolids, and add that to the food supply, then you get into the shortage of food discussion, and then you get into the creation of the new foods, and then you get into the business of creating the chemical aspect of biosolid processing plant, and what they do using it for limestone substitutes in homes, land recreation, topsoil, yard waste. And of course, the farmers buy it because they want to have a high-developed system, and they pay them good money for that. So you have your pH pollutant from the biosolids. The government this past week changed it that you can have per mega a milligram is one in terms to some the thousandths of a gram per kilogram of dry weight. So a kilogram is 2.2 pounds. So you can have ammonia nitrogen, which kills your gene structure, at 14,500 ammonia molecules. And you can have boron at 15 milligrams per 2 pounds of biosolids. That is enough. That is enough to change your gene structure for the rest of your life. And there are 17 more chemicals there. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Appreciate everyone on the call. We don't have much time. I want to make sure I get Tom from Utah in on the show. Thank you very much for holding, Tom, and thank you for calling the program.
Yeah, a couple of things I have to do. I have to, first of all, thank Jeff in Idaho for connecting me with you. He'd heard me on Deanna Spingola's show, and he called me up. He said, Tom, you have to get in with Dr. Parker. Curious corollary, you say you kind of became, active in the exposure of these criminal chemical behaviors. Well, curiously, in 2008, I was further awoken from my, what do you call it, retirement bliss, when I identified and began to publish this poisoning issue. It's another environmental poisoning, and I shared that with you in GassyAmerica.com. But what's really interesting, you know, that's another, what do you call it, infanticide program. You know, people don't realize that carbon monoxide and its companion gas, H2CO, or formaldehyde, directly affect the ova and reduce the ability of an ova to fully mature. And if it does, it has a lot of what do you call it, birth defects.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
right. That's
the
why they're doing it.
Yeah, and of course, my exposure targets the lower income people. You know, that's about 12 to 17 million family units, or 34 million people probably in total. That's every family living in a manufactured or mobile home. And I found out that they got away with that by putting the entire industry under the control of HUD and violating ventilation code.
Yeah, it affects absolutely, and there have been over, I talked about this in 2008 in some of my shows, and I think the figure that at that time, Tom, at 2008, because they changed the death certificate like they do in Washington at the Hanover radioactive accident, they said no one dies of radiation, they die of pneumonia. And that's what they do. They change the death certificate. And what you're talking about at that time, you're totally right. It was 18,000-some people have already died by what your paragraph is. And it's on the death certificate they died of pneumonia.
The other one is myocardial infarction.
Yes.
You know,
with
carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. By the way, this is what's really curious. I had no idea that you were going to touch on this. But in the early or late 60s and really early 70s, basically the late 60s, I was involved with the scientists working on the prion problem at UC Berkeley, Cal Polytech, and UC Davis. We'd identified no less than 100 animals that were suffering with the mad cow disease.
Yeah.
I was a scientist that was contacted by Howard Lyman, and I prepared him to go on Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that trial with Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. I had to get her back out of
that. I only have a minute
and
a half, Tom, but the thing is that prion has now been cultured to go in the water, which is really where I brought it up. Listen, you call again, Tom, because this is important, and I appreciate what you've done. And thank you for contacting and calling the show. We'll have a little more time to talk next time. This is the end of our second hour of a three-hour live program of Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. We'll get into the third live hour at 800-313-9443. And thank you for being aboard. And thank you for caring and calling and listening to Parker Pathways.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.